I think there's a very strong possibility that George W. Bush may go down in history as the worst president we've ever had. Like, the worst. I mean, like, really bad, dangerously bad. Like, and I don't mean like in a, I don't mean like in a Millard Fillmore, James Polk kind of way. I mean, like, it's fucking nuts, man. It's, that guy is, so, you know, I can't wait till water is $20 a gallon, but we still got our $1.50 gas. That's good. We still got our $1.62 gas, but water's $20 a gallon, and, you know, all our food is biogenetically enhanced. It's better. The pioneers were fucking suckers, man. Indians are fucking dumb. That's why they're extinct, motherfucker. Hey, Indians, get a Bible, then we'll talk, all right? It's called Manifest Destiny. Look it up. It's in the book we wrote. Thank you. You know, everybody's going, like, what a great job he's doing on the war on terrorism. And first of all, let's admit it. The war on terrorism is a fucking joke. You cannot win a war on terrorism. It's like having a war on jealousy, you know? You ain't gonna win it, man. That's fucking ridiculous. It's an absurd notion. There's no, at no point in time ever are we gonna go, whew, got them all, everybody loves us again. No, that ain't gonna happen, man. All we're doing is making more terrorists. Every day we make brand new terrorists all over the world, you know, because people fucking hate us again. You know, everybody's treating him like, you know, he's really doing this great job. Like, wow, he's real, what a great leader he is. What a wonderful leader. Like, man, those planes hit. He was out there and he bombed that country. And who the fuck wouldn't have bombed the... He's only doing, you know, anybody would have... Nader would have done that. Nader would have fucking bombed Afghanistan. It's not a big deal. I mean, what the fuck did we expect? He's only doing the job that we sort of not really actually didn't elect him to do. I mean, that's not cause for celebration, you know? I mean... I don't come all over the place when the guy at the donut store gets my order right. You know, I'm not going to fucking give this guy a motherfucking parade. I mean, what did we expect he was going to do? The planes were going to hit and he was going to hole up in a Motel 8 with a bottle of Jack just crying in the corner. Going, I don't know what to do. I don't want to be president. I don't know what to do. No, that's not his job. That's the vice president's job, apparently. I mean, we're all treating him like he... came in third place in the Special Olympics, you know? As a nation, we're like, hey, good job. You're doing a great job there, buddy. Look at you. No more tears. No tears. Come on, you did good, you did good. Look, here's a reporter who wants to talk to you, wants to ask you a question. You want to talk to them? Don't ask that question. Do not ask that question. Not for 2 years do you ask that question. Don't mind him. He's an enemy. Oh, man. It's fucking ridiculous. It's embarrassing. I mean, you know, he's the same fucking moron he was on the 10th, you know? It's not like the planes hit and he ran around the White House taking genius pills or something. What happened? Oh, my God, where are the genius pills? And we will shine a light of justice on them. And we will smoke those evildoers out of their cave. Oh, fuck, I took the hyperbole pills instead. I took the wrong pills. The pills that made me talk like an eighth grader. Who put those pills there? And it's so, I mean, that's the thing. Like, everybody's focusing on the war of terrorism, which is that much, if you can see that. That's that much of what he does. It's about that much. I'll put it down here. It's about that much. And nobody's fucking paying attention to all the fucking truly evil shit he's doing and he can get away with using the war on terrorism and the fucking thousands of people who died as an excuse to push through every shitty agenda, roll back civil rights, women's rights, you know, separation of church and state. It's all being rolled back, you know. But we're ignoring it. We're going, hey, good job on the bombing, you know. And all he's doing is making more terrorists. I mean, what is our humanitarian effort in Afghanistan? We're fucking what did we do? We dropped pudding cups on the most heavily mined country on the planet. Pudding cups that also, oddly enough, look like the fucking mines. For real. Like, that's going to do it. That's going to make the whole fucking, you know, that's going to make all these fucking newly limbless orphan kids, you know. They're like, I love America. Thank you, America, for your delicious puddings. Hey, go out and get some of those pudding cups. Some of them are mines. Well, let's send Stumpy. Stumpy, get out there. Come on. For every family member that died in the American bombing, I got a pudding cup. I have 7 pudding cups. Thank you, Uncle Sam. Yeah, that's good. Fucking people hate us. The rest of the world hates us, understandably. You know what? I would like to go abroad. I'd like to expand my fucking cultural horizons. I would. But I can't now. Because, you know, and it sucks because apparently, you know, George Bush's, you know, expansion of cultural horizons, you know, didn't get past doing fucking shooters at Senor Frogs in Cabo San Lucas. That's all he was interested in. That's all the world outside of America gives a fuck about. Get some of that Mexican pussy. Hello! And the one of the most evil things about that fucking asshole is that he is a liar. And I don't mean a liar like in the typical politician way in which every fucking politician that walked the earth is a liar. I don't mean that. That's not special. I mean that fucking bullshit lie about how he cares about us. You know what? He doesn't give a fuck about any of you. He doesn't give a fuck about you or you or you or your mommy or your granny or your street or your town. He doesn't give a flying fuck about any of you. And all that fucking bullshit lie about how he's just like us. He's just down home boy. He's just a good old boy from Midland, Texas. I'm a straight shooter, man. I'm a Washington outsider. I'm such a Washington outsider, and just like you, because I'm sure all y'all had the same kind of upbringing, just like me, you know, where your daddy was head of the CIA, and then ambassador to China, and then vice president for 8 years, and then president of the United States for 4 years. Yeah, I'm just like you. I'm a good old boy, Midland, Texas. I'm just a hillbilly crowd. I go, hey, Deb, Neil, give me them silver spoons. I'm going to do a little silver spoon jingle jango. Oh, silver spoon, Crawford, Texas, jingle jango. Just like y'all. And now we're going to spend $49 billion on defense, and they're still talking about a fucking missile defense shield. In this day and age, it's been fucking 20 years. They're still talking about a missile defense shield. What the fuck is a missile defense shield, and how does it work? Nobody has told us. Nobody, they take our money, take money out of our pockets, and then it's going towards this missile defense shield, and nobody explains what it is. And you sit there and you press them. What is a missile defense shield? How does it work? Well, since you really want to know, quite simply, a missile defense shield is a net made of magic held in place by pixies. That's what it is. We have 70 pixies ready to go. They're all wrapped up, special Kevlar lining. They're in a bunker in Colorado, ready to go up there and defend our country. And, you know, and that's how it works. And it costs a lot of money, folks. That doesn't cost $100. That's what a box cutter shield would cost. That's what you guys seem to be wanting. What we're going to do. All right, yeah. So, yeah. And now he wants to privatize Social Security. He's going to take Social Security and invest it in the stock market. That's fucking insane, man. Have you followed the fucking stock market? I mean, why not just fucking bet it on a horse, you know? What the fuck? Why don't you take all of our future ability to house ourselves and medicate ourselves and feed ourselves and clothe ourselves and put it all on Papa's mustache in the third? Yeah! That's good! Come on, Papa's mustache! Come on! Oh boy, this is gonna be big.